Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Watch the line. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Yeah, thanks for the finger there. Stupid engineer Chris doing the thing where he puts his hand over his mouth like a schoolgirl. Ooh, Drew said the F word. And then he doesn't give me the finger. Come on, buddy, give me the finger. That's what gets the show started. Every time I ever watch a TV show and there's radio on it, they show those dials moving and they show the engineer, pow, with the finger. That's the reason I got in.
Well, they also have the guy announcing with holding.
Yeah,
you
gotta hold the one ear. I may do the show that way. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm your host, Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, Dick's Medicine Specialist. Like to welcome to the show this evening, face to face, Trevor Keith, Scott Shiflett, both here from the band. You guys have been here in about 5 years, I see. How you doing? What can we do you for?
Just great.
Fantastic.
Glad to be back.
Let's go to commercial.
All right.
See how it works?
Here's some traffic and weather first.
Oh, now we got a break for traffic. It's 8:37, 37 after 8. That's 23 away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock straight up. Traffic and weather slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights. Yeah. Yeah, trouble in the Middle East. All right.
Well, now, we followed the free beer signs.
It's back to a face-to-face superset. Speaking of traffic, I saw they had the amber alert.
I knew you
on the way here.
On every sign.
Yes.
Every sign.
And it slowed the freeway down about 22%. And I thought,
except
I had
for
mixed
the
a-holes feelings
that nearly came to a stop to read it that I almost ran into.
Well,
that's a little different than the slow.
You got to look at it this way. The I don't read very well. I read at a like a ninth grade level, I would say. You know, it's weird, though. It's when I was in the first grade, I was reading at like a zygote level. Like, I was always behind. Like, even when I started, I was 4 or 5 grades. So when I was in first grade, I was reading at a retard level. I was like mongoloid reading level. I don't know how. Like, my first day of school.
Oh, looks like the phone lines have lit up.
I was behind. Hey, we got to get to the phones. No. So people in Los Angeles, they did this test where the survey where people are like 53% of Los Angelinos are functionally illiterate.
I saw
or
that.
People employed. Did you guys see this thing that was on? Just
I can't read.
Illiterate.
I
didn't read it. I just heard about it. Somebody friend told a friend kind of thing. It was all over the news last week. And I thought, well, if you can't read very well and you're going past a sign with 15 or 20 words on it, and you're going 75, you got to slow down. Like, I use the TiVo to read the subtitles when I'm watching something on TV. You know, I watch CNN and the ticker goes by in the bottom. I take the TiVo and I slow it down so I can read it. So people must slow down to read the Amber Alert that's on the freeway.
Oh, they do. Oh, yes.
Yeah, they lock them up. Yeah. All right, face-to-face. Let's talk to you guys. The band has got themselves a tour, which is going to be at the House of Blues in Anaheim, except for the 14th is sold out. What is that? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Wednesday?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's sold out. Wednesday, you can go to. That's tickets available. Thursday, you can go to, and then the rest of the show's sold out. Oh, because then now we're coming into the weekend.
Just phone. Trevor will put you on the list.
Cool. Yeah, the point is if you want to go see face-to-face, you got to go to get your tickets for tomorrow and the next day, because after that.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Can you go to shows that are sold out and get in anyway? I mean, can you scalp tickets, or can you just bum-rush the guy at the door or something?
Just ask Pete. He's a sucker for stray people.
If you hang out by the bus and look sad enough, maybe. I don't know. I guess sometimes you can.
The face-to-face bus. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I not just any
or the
bus.
Opening act.
Right.
Doesn't really matter.
You know the guy I always want to be? The guy who says, announces we're going to the ball game, especially like playoffs, like baseball. And you're like, what? We don't have. Oh, we'll grab him out. Like that guy.
Yeah,
it's not me. But I like that guy. Uh-huh. You know, the guy just boldly announces we're going. Yeah, it's the seventh game of the World Series. We'll get him down at the ballpark.
Yeah.
But what? Who do you know? Come on. Like the friend from the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, who
and
is this
guy? And you can
pay
$100 a ticket for a $15 ticket.
He'll always, you got to pay. You got to pay, but I just like the moxie of that guy. I would never do that. Even if I had the tickets, I would say, no, this is not going to work out. Let's just stay home and watch it on TV. Let's hear a face-to-face song. That's what I want to do.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got a album that's coming out, a best-of album that's coming out in a few months, and I thought we'd just hear Oldie But a Goodie off that album. Chris, what's happening, buddy?
You ready?
Feeling good? Feeling good? You ready?
Is Adam your friend?
Yeah.
Your best friend?
Well, yeah, you pick a track.
All right, bud. I already picked it. The first one is called Disconnected. I was just thinking with those Amber Alerts, Drew.
Yeah.
They're these are the freeway signs when kids are missing. They're the lettering is amber colored.
It is sort of, yeah.
It's yeah, it's like very confusing. Yeah. And like I said, the girl who originally got the thing started is named Amber. But now when I hear Amber, it's a color. So it's like red alert or code blue or
so orange.
It's confusing.
It's like
yeah.
a SIG alert.
Yeah, I hate to say, but the kid
what is that one,
should have been named Shelly or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's Shelly Alert.
Mary
Alert.
It's confusing now that it's Amber. But anyway, everyone in L.A., because they can't read, have to stop on the freeway.
Maybe right, people keep turning Amber in.
Yeah.
The ultimate irony is that there'll be accidents, lanes will be closed. Won't appear on the freeway.
Thank you, Amber.
Thousand deaths. Patrick?
Yeah?
You're
hey,
eight.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, buddy. Are you a virgin?
Yes.
Actually, no.
No?
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
When my girl and I, like, when I'm giving her oral, she's able to have, like, multiple orgasms, and, I don't know, like, up to about 20. And I was just wondering, I mean, like, how many can a girl normally have?
Well, first off, 20 seems a little light, bro.
Well, Patrick, here's the deal. There are definitely women out there that have multiple orgasms, but those ones tend not to like oral sex.
Ooh,
they tend to have multiple orgasms from intercourse.
Really? Bogus!
So, Patrick.
Yeah.
It's
busted.
It's
cold busted.
So basically, you're just jealous because you want 20 orgasms per oral
sex. It's unusual that
it's settle for.
It's unusual
18.
For 20 from oral sex. It's much more common for her not to like oral sex, but have 20 or 30 from intercourse.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I wasn't sure. What's like.
Liar, whore, you know it.
Liar, Patrick.
I'm not lying. I'm serious. What's like the what's the high number for a girl then? What's a high number?
Let's check the Guinness book here, Drew. It's a 122 set by your sister,
Patrick,
in 1997.
The deal is about 10% of women have multiple orgasms.
Picture of her. Not bad.
Over half never have orgasm with intercourse and only have one or maybe two with oral sex.
Okay.
And then
cool.
There's some certain percentage that are sort of in between that.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Glad we cleared that up for you.
Thank you.
All right.
It'll come in handy when he meets a girl.
Yeah. One day when he actually stops having sex with his pool raft and actually meets a flesh and blood woman. I mean, let me ask you guys this. So remember those days, Drew? Come on, don't put the puss on. Come on, buddy. Remember those days before you'd been with a woman and it was always like, oh, man, what's a boobie feel like? What's everything feel like? What would it feel like? A mouth
on my
penis,
those days.
Right? What would all this feel like? Didn't it all feel like pretty much exactly how you thought it would feel? Was there any surprises? You know what I mean? I mean, it was good. Drew, you're a man of exquisite passion. You enjoyed it.
But
were there any surprises?
We all experience touching flesh, you know, with our parents, things, intimate contact with people.
God damn it, Drew. That is weird.
What do you have to go there?
I'm just saying that and we are all wired for all these experiences. We are wired for these experiences ahead of time. And so they're, you know what I mean? They're not
we're
dropping on other planets.
Okay, stop crapping on my point.
No, it's okay. I'm supporting your point.
No, you're not.
I'm supporting it in a negative way.
You're supporting it by dropping your pants, spreading your cheeks, and letting a steaming flop right on it.
But it was good. But
no, here's the point. Like, you sit around, I remember being like 12 years old, like, what does a boob feel like? I can't. And then. And it all, everything just sort of felt like exactly what you thought it
was.
Was
that what
you're
like? The fake boobs.
Yeah.
I remember preoccupied.
I didn't have those.
Wasn't kissing the first thing kids preoccupied about?
Yeah.
What that's going to feel like?
Yeah, except for, you don't really wonder what that's going to feel like as much as the boob and the
oral sex. Well, it's interesting. I think in my youth, that's more where my head was at. Now, naturally enough, in yours,
With Nietzsche feel like?
Well, no, Adam got onto illustrious career with breasts.
You've developed
that into quite
thank
a...
Thank you.
Yes, quite an undertaking.
What do you mean? You didn't wonder what kissing was like.
I don't remember where...
You wondered how to kiss, but it wasn't really about the sensation.
Yeah.
It was about screwing it up.
Yeah.
You didn't know if you could breathe. You didn't want to bite anybody.
You fumbled through the kiss to get to the breast, really.
Right. Yeah. That's just a hurdle you have to get to before you get to the bra. And, Drew, you probably had braces or something, right?
Oh, I'm sure. No?
No retainer? What'd you have? Did you have braces?
Earlier.
Glasses and braces?
Oh, yeah.
Headset? You ever wear the headset?
Good times. Good times.
How much crap could they put on your head? What else would you have? Have like chopsticks sticking out of your nostrils or like a Tipperillo shoved in your ear? What else do your parents
that's
have
it.
Hanging out
that's
of your
it.
Head?
Just head gear.
All right.
Glasses.
All right. All right, here's my point. Everything feels about like it would feel. The boob feels like what the boob would feel like. I imagine if you ever went skydiving, that feels like what you think skydiving would feel. I think bungee jumping would feel like. I think surfing a 30-foot wave would feel like what you think it feels like. Doesn't mean it wouldn't be a thrill. Riding a motorcycle feels like what you think it feels like. I think you kind of know in a weird way.
Mm.
Therefore, we should do nothing.
Yeah, since you already know.
Let's go home and watch
TV. Why take a risk?
That's a very zen approach of you.
Yeah. And by the way, we know where this radio show's going.
We know what it feels like to do the show.
We know what it feels like.
People know what it feels like to listen to it. Let's stop right here.
Let's back it in. Let's back it in.
I know what it feels like to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right. Sharon?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend, on her vagina lips, on the outer lips, she's got these freckles, and there's probably about 15 of them, and I was just wondering if I should maybe urge her to go see a doctor to maybe check them out in case they might be, like, cancerous, melanoma. And so I was just wondering if I could maybe get your opinion as to what you thought.
Is this your girlfriend or a friend
yes,
of yours?
My partner, yes.
Partner.
Oh, really?
Life partner.
And you counted the freckles on her vulva. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Is she a redheaded girl?
No, not at all. She's actually Asian.
Does she have freckles anywhere else?
No, not really. I mean, she's got a couple on her face, and I told her she should probably get those looked at as well. But they're not funny shaped, really. I've just noticed a couple of them.
This happened to me once. Did the freckles move?
No, they didn't move, but, I mean, I looked at it probably 6 months
ago. No, they just start crawling around, and then they start itching.
Twice as many now, so.
Are they an abnormal incident? Have they always been there? Do they change shape or anything?
No, that's what I was just saying. About 6 months ago, she probably had half as many as she has now.
Mm. Well, for the two things.
Yeah.
First of all, melanomas are usually rarely multiple, and they are multiple, they're irregular borders with a classic being a scalloped edge. They usually are very, very dark with other colors like blue or white within them.
All right, so melanoma is a skin cancer.
Yeah, that's not what she has.
And they're not irregular border means it's not like someone stuck a hard candy to you.
Right.
It's a
diffuse border.
Okay. It's
just
regular little freckles.
Hold on.
No, we're not talking to you.
Shut up, Dr. Lesbo.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out here. So they're like a scallop. They're like sharp around the edges.
No,
Draw a picture of one.
They would be irregular. It's a snake-like, serpiginous, and then suddenly like a bite. And there could be a bite out of there. And
that's like the world's wimpiest swordsman, Sir Pigeonus of Wussville.
But then there's diffuseness. Like it sort of blends into the skin. Like it sort of,
try a different laundry detergent if they stick around. See it.
And then in here would be like white and blue and then real black.
Sir Pigeonus and diffuseness.
But here's the deal. The story that I want Sharon to hear is your story about the crabs.
No,
because
it's
very illustrative.
I never had crabs.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody had them. And
my friend had them.
Oh, your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell Sharon about your friend.
Why?
Because maybe that's what this is.
These aren't crabs.
You thought it was freckles, or so your friend thought it was freckles.
Nobody thought it was freckles, you Dr. Tardo.
You started out with that, telling her that.
Can crabs
you thought you had freckles and they multiply.
I was kidding around, you idiot.
Right.
Jesus Christ, you have zero sense of humor.
Where are these
Since freckles?
Freckles again?
I said where they move.
I have had patients tell me that they were having freckles, and I go down and it's crabs.
Hold on a second.
I swear to God.
No, first off, you haven't.
I swear as God is my witness.
First off, you're an atheist.
No, so. I know exactly. I can remember the room I examined this guy in. He wanted me to look at these.
Yeah,
he called them like warts.
This is one of your junkie patients who was just strung out.
He was a Loveline caller.
All right. Now, look. First, no one thinks a crab is a freckle unless you're high as a kite.
It's an itchy freckle.
They're tiny little, look like.
No, but let me just say this, just so everyone can hear the show and understand what I'm up against comedically here. I was making a joke. She said her girlfriend had freckles on her vagina. I said, are they moving? That's a joke, like they're crabs. Drew misinterpreted that and said, are they sliding around? And then now thinks I was serious when I said I had that.
I was serious because I've had people.
No, you had one guy
one
who
guy.
Was high as a kite.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
And this is a Loveline caller.
She's not high. Sharon?
Yeah.
See, by the way, I can cut through Drew's crap quick. One guy, hi. Sharon?
Yes.
You're a drug addict?
Okay.
Do you take drugs?
No, not at all.
No. Okay. And you would know if these things were critters, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. And so what about it, Drew? What could it be then?
Freckles.
Freckles. Don't worry about it.
Obviously, if you have any questions, have her go look at see a dermatologist or any regular doctor, frankly.
Yeah. All right.
It's impossible for me to interpret what people are talking about when they talk about
skin. Says there's freckles on the cooch.
I don't know.
All right.
I have not had any satisfaction with a Loveline caller describing a skin lesion ever.
She said it looked like freckles on the vagina. It says they're multiplying. Maybe she's spending time in the sun.
No, that's what I asked her. I mean, like tanning booths. She said, I mean, she's been in a like one of the standing upright ones, and she hasn't been in it enough to even
Okay.
You know? Are we talking labia or outside area? What are we talking
vulva.
Here?
I think we're talking outside.
You know,
yeah.
Right where the hair grows. So it'd be right, you know, on the outer lip there.
Hey, Sharon.
Could be acne. Tell her to change her underwear.
Here's a better question. Why are you so involved with your girlfriend's vagina? I mean, you know, said she had some freckles on her face. She should have that looked at. What is she, 20? She's fine.
She's actually 30.
Ooh. All right. Still young. The point is why are you obsessed with this?
Obsessed? I wouldn't really call it obsession. I just like to look at the stuff I'm going to go dive into.
All right.
I think that's the answer you were looking for. Huh?
Yeah. All right. Are you good looking?
I'm all right.
She's Asian?
Yes.
Has her parents killed themselves yet?
No.
No? They will. All right. Okay. And what do you do?
What do I do? I'm just a student.
Mm-hmm. Junior college?
No.
Really? Something under junior college? Is there something between junior college and high school that I don't know about?
ROTC.
All right, Sharon. All right, good times. Don't worry about it, baby. You're 21.
All right.
This thing ain't going to last anyway. Enjoy.
All right. Well, the lesbian relationships can go on.
That's true.
Yeah, they get tight.
Yeah, they can just settle into like a comfortable groove.
Mm-hmm.
They become like an old couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, a nice comfortable crease. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
I had a patient who...
I did.
But he was high.
No, he was high at the time, but he was an addict. Yeah.
He was seeing things.
No, no. Oh, no, no. You would not have known there's anything wrong with the guy.
I wouldn't have? Mm. Do I know the guy? Was it me?
No. Well, I thought it was you. That story sounds so familiar to me.
When the where was this guy's cramps? Just on his
inner thighs.
On his inner thighs.
Yeah, and he wanted me to look at these. Well, I think he thought they were warts. He said, "I'm having warts. These things, these little knots are developing." As I was expecting to see warts.
What do you go down there with? A jeweler's loop? What do you go down there when you have to examine? Do you have a magnifying glass? What do you do?
Yeah, I like to see them with electron microscope or those big hairy things.
Yeah. Oh. All right, let's take ourselves a little bit of a break here. Scott and Trevor from Face to Face here tonight. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Face to Face here tonight. Trevor and Scott represent the band.
Hey.
Going to be at the House of Blues in Anaheim for the next 6-7 nights. Most of them sold out, but can still get tickets for tomorrow night. No. Wednesday night and Thursday night's show. Speaking of shows, Crank Anchor's on tomorrow night, everybody. You know, the show's got a day delay, so I'd like to plug my beloved Crank Anchor's on Comedy Central. I think I'm on tonight's episode, or tomorrow night's episode,
depending on when
you hear the show. Tuesday, Drew, that's good. That clarified it. Yeah, buddy. PhD, everybody. All right, and then tomorrow night, Nikki Ziering is going to be in here from National Lampoon movie coming out. Kevin Nealon, funny man, Kevin Nealon. Kevin Nealon, quietly one of the funnier guys you're ever going to want to meet.
Yeah.
Never catch a guy trying too hard, but exquisitely funny.
And on SNL forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, hasn't been on for 10 years.
But he had been on forever.
Had been on for like a season and a half, yeah.
Seems like he's still on.
Seems that funny.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Very fun. Had the pleasure of working with him on Crank Yankers.
Mm.
And then after that, James Toney. James Lights Out Toney. Boxer. Got himself a couple of crowns. And I think he's like 68-4 or something. Beat Holyfield. Beats everybody, actually. One of the most entertaining guys to watch in the ring. Slick. And crazy. He'll be in here Thursday night. All right. Angelica?
Hello.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Yeah. Engineer Chris.
Okay.
Pull James Toney's record. Let me see the guys he's fought. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead, Angelica.
Okay. My question is an addiction that I pretty much know that I have that kind of sucks. I got addicted to Vicodin when I got my gallbladder removed in March of this year. And it's not like a downer for me. It's like a upper.
Right, like all addicts.
Ooh.
If we're a downer, you couldn't continue to function with it.
Yeah. What's your gallbladder do, Drew? Do you need it? What's going on with that?
It always stores bile and then squirts some out when you need it for...
What do you need bile for?
Fat absorption.
You need bile for fat absorption?
Yeah. In-laws.
Really? Just give them a little squirt like a squid? I'd like to scoot bile at my enemies. You know what I mean? I mean, farting is good, but let's face it.
Yeah,
bile,
close.
Little bile in the eye.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, after a couple of shots of the bile in the eye, you command the complete respect of the room. Oh, Mr. Corolla, looking good. If you lost weight, we have your table ready. Just pow. A couple shots of bile. And then after a while, all you got to do is give that I'm going to shoot some bile pose.
I'm feeling
and
bilious.
Friends. I'm feeling bilious.
Oh, so bilious.
Yeah, what do you do with that? So it shoots a little bile out,
yeah,
and then
you can
what?
Just have stuff drain out. It doesn't have to be squirted out by that bladder.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to have that.
And what's the definition of bile? Just a stomach muck? Where
it's produced by the liver. It makes you, if it backs up behind the liver, that's what turns you yellow.
Oh, the bile.
It's byproducts of hemoglobin metabolism.
Oh. Real doctor or just a love doctor? Yeah. All right. So you don't need it.
No, you don't have the bladder.
All right.
Oh, you need bile needs to come out. You need it for.
Did we used to need it? What's the theory?
It probably makes your fat absorption and your nutritional absorption more efficient.
So it was better back in the day when we were.
No, it's still good to have it.
It's
been in the day when we would eat only occasionally. We'd have to get every calorie we could out of the meal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is an argument, by the way, for people who put on too much weight. No,
it doesn't seem to do.
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
I like to try it anyway.
Yeah.
Angelica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got
addicted
hooked
to opiates.
And hooked on that.
Okay, I want to know, why would it be an upper instead of like a downer for like other people that like take it once in a while?
Because one of the things about being an addict is the drug has to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are someone that has a preponderance of what's called the mu receptor in your brain, which is what is part of the genetic makeup of people who get addiction, opiates and alcohol tend to be uppers.
Mm.
Not they don't make you go to sleep like they do everybody else. They make you want to go to war, do things.
Mm-hmm.
And, did you almost say go to war?
Go to work, I was going to say.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel as though everything is okay and you can function better than ever. And, of course,
exactly.
Then it spirals out of control. And it's the most serious addiction you can possibly get.
Okay.
You mean the opiates,
yeah.
The withdrawals, like, how would I get myself off of it? Would be
you
like,
have to go in. You have to go be treated. You need to be in a hospital.
So it would have to be detox. You couldn't like wing yourself off of it. From,
yeah.
Like,
once you get off it, you'll go right back on, guaranteed.
I don't think it's wing
like
off it. By the way,
wing.
It's wing.
Yeah. There's no such thing as somebody who just leaves opiates behind if they're actually addicted.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, how many are you taking a day?
Well, I was up to like 7 to 8, and then now I'm down to 3.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You're up at 7 and 8.
Yeah, like every twice a day.
Oh, 16 a day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh.
Like I was wanting to do
by
it.
The way, when someone says like how many times you beat off a day, and I go twice, but 5 times
every
a day.
4 hours.
Yeah,
twice every 4 hours.
Go ahead and just combine those numbers, and that'll be our final answer, right? How many meals do you eat? I eat one every 10 minutes, so about 400 meals.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting way of asking. That's 7 or 8. Oh, that's not bad. 3 times a day. Oh, that's 24. All right. All right, baby doll. So where do you, how many all total do you take a day now?
Now 3.
Total?
Yeah.
Not 6, 3.
No, just 3.
That's pretty good.
Do you pop it morning, noon, and night, or are these all at once?
It's all at once.
Are you doing something else to deal with the withdrawals? Are you taking Xanax or Valium or pot?
Yeah, as you know.
Because that's the only way you could be doing this.
Yeah, it's a Xanax, but then they gave me Valium.
Yeah, but now you're going to get it strung out on those.
That, yeah.
Who gave you Valium?
The doctor.
Yeah,
this is such
a common thing.
Really?
That's
why?
Because it will counteract the withdrawal, but they get strung out on that. Then,
yeah, but are you just supposed to be prescribing other drugs?
Doctors don't understand addiction. They just
don't.
They
really
don't.
They really don't.
Yeah, so you go and say, I'm having withdrawal. They go, oh, here, I'll help you with this.
As far as like,
and you give them the right medicine, but really doesn't understand what this woman
needs. But I thought if you went to a doctor and said you're having withdrawal, they're like, oh, well, you got to get treatment.
Well, they should know.
They should say that.
So
they should
know.
They should prescribe
like
more drugs.
Detox, but I have 2 kids, and I already get anxiety attacks as it is regarding leaving
Angelica,
my kids behind.
You've got to go. Well, nothing is more important to your kids than a mom who is sober.
Yeah,
because you being loaded all the time has a profound impact on
their
development.
How about that Xbox? I bet that would be.
That'd be a good substitute for mom.
For.
Not to mention, you sound pretty rational and lucid at this point. And some people I've known that have gotten tremendously strung out on stuff like this get really bad off. So as long as you have this sort of, you know, comprehension of your circumstances, seek treatment, because it gets a lot harder the more strung out it you become.
Come on, Mom. Where's Dad, by the way?
My dad?
No.
I have a dad.
No, not your dad.
Oh, my kid's
that means
dad?
That means there are two dads.
Your there's kid's two dads. Dad. Yeah.
It's two dads.
Magically knew that, too.
I see. I would have guessed three.
Yeah.
Three dads for two kids.
Yeah, we have that on the show a lot of the time.
Well, it's kind of like a cat. That, you know, they take multiple.
Yeah. They don't know.
Do you know how long detox would be for that type of narcotic?
Angelica, listen. You just go get treatment. Do not pass go. Just go.
Hey, is anyone...
You're
going
to spend some time somewhere.
Anyone talk to you about not crapping out any more kids, by the way?
Oh, I'm done.
All right, listen.
I know you are, but let me talk to your vagina.
There's a, listen, you're in Mission Viejo. Go to, Hogue has a good program. There's a place called Sober by the Sea over there right across the street.
Ooh.
Go. Go.
Catch of the day on the menu.
Go.
Fresh salt there. Nice. I could go for that. What's that called?
Sober by the Sea.
Sober by the Sea.
I'm sending you, dude. Don't tempt me. I know where I'm going to send you when the time comes. Let's
yeah,
put it that way.
Sober by the Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carole up there. He's got his feet up. He's enjoying a nice cuticle push and a salt rub. Going to get one of those shaves with the hot towel. I could go for that. You know what I want? I want a nice barber shave. I never had that. You know, where they with the belt and the straight edge and the hot towel. I just got the cigar sticking out of the towel.
Somehow I always felt those guys were going to cut your throat. You know?
Yeah, us
too. An earthquake. And
right, that's how you get whacked. Yeah, that's what happens is the guys come in from the rival gang, and they come in and they look at the barber, and the barber quietly backs out the back door, and you start talking smack about the rival gang, unbeknownst to you. The towel's over your head, and then they whack you right there. That's where they find you. Wouldn't it be nice, though, getting a nice shave with the hot lather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dusting you, doing all that talky, dusty stuff. Got to get in. See, you know what someone should open? Someone should open...
barbershop, Adam.
Quiet down. Throwback barbershops.
Yeah.
A chain.
Retro barbershop.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the little...
Yeah, it's got the barber pole out front. It's got, you know, the combs and everything are in the blue liquid. It's got like a Playboy from 1958 out there. It's got everything's old. The guys weren't... all the barbers look like Floyd from Mayberry. You know, they got their hair, the pomade.
I got that
haircut
on tour. I had to shave my head.
Oh, you got that bad haircut.
Oh, yeah. I seek out barbershops like that,
yeah,
actually.
That's
it's a great one in Denver called the Uppercut.
That's a good one. Yeah, awesome. The guys, you know, and they just got the straight
edge.
But
they still use
the
straight
belt.
Razor on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
You know, to trim that part.
Yeah. The hot lather machine. And not the plastic thing that you drop the shaving canister into that heats it, but the machine.
Yeah.
It's like a cast aluminum thing that you actually add a little water, and there's like a piece of soap at the bottom.
Same combs for everybody, just soaked in Barbasol all day long.
Right. That's really just blue dye in it, by the way.
By the way, it's blue pit.
And they and they just get that hot lather, get it going in. That's scraping along the then start dusting it, whip you around the towel.
Well, you really feel like somebody when you get that kind of treatment, huh?
Man.
Trevor's had that.
Good. It's good.
He's had to do that. But what if there was a chain, like, you know, Fantastic Sam's or Supercuts
Fantastic
or something.
Fantastic Floyd's.
But it was just Fantastic Floyd's. Hey,
there it is.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Floyd the Barber.
You should
start it up.
The motto is 1950s Barbary.
Stop where you're at.
Barbary.
No,
Barbary.
It's like Barbary Coast.
Call it the Barbary Coast.
1985 right. prices. You know what I mean? It's not quite that cheap,
yeah,
but it's real, still pretty good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. All right. Plain old-time music in
haircut
there.
And a shave, 2 pence.
Everyone walks out looking like Ricky Nelson.
But here's the deal. Here's the trick. You've got to upgrade it to 2004 standard. So it's got to be plasma screens with football games playing and stuff.
No,
but it's only in the mirrors. Only in the mirrors. Just like behind you up top.
No, I say the plasma screens are showing like 50s movies. It's totally retro.
Okay.
It's like one of those old diners. You don't know what time you're in. Okay. Music is playing. The whole thing. David.
Yeah.
black guy, shining shoes. Oh, yeah, there's racism. Sure, whatever it was in the 50s. You know what I'm saying? And if there was racism where we open a chain, like, you know, Selma, Alabama, 1955, we don't cut black men's hair.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just saying it's that authentic.
Wow.
Two drinking fountains.
That's a commitment.
I'm just saying it's a commitment to that kind of authenticity. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
So much for that idea.
All right. Besides, these guys can't cut a fro anyway. If you really think about it, they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay, we took a turn.
Can't cut that kind of hair.
David?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 25?
Yeah. Before I start, there's a place in Yucca Valley called King Arthur's, and they do that.
King Arthur's.
Got to head out to Yucca Valley next time I need a trip.
Yucca Valley, yeah.
It's worth
the
drive.
Dave, what's up?
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for about 3 months. And with her, she's the only girl that I've had this problem with. I can't seem to get it up.
Mm. 3 months?
Yeah.
And three months of no boners?
Well, like while we're kissing, whatever, you know, I can. But once it comes down to it, I don't know if I just get nervous, but I can't get it.
Are you on any medication?
I'm not on any medication.
Are you doing drugs or alcohol when you
I do not do drugs. I drink a little, but I don't do drugs.
All right.
Your sister's hot, isn't she?
Do you really like this girl? You completely freaked out about her? You know,
she's the hottest girl I've been with.
Yeah. He's just freaked out.
So have you never had sex with her?
Oh no, we have, but it's just I don't get fully erect, so it usually it's
that fold over effect that you were talking about last night.
No. That bad thing where you're just trying to snuff those springs back into the toffee can.
Yes.
I think you're psyching yourself out.
Yeah.
I think you need to drink a couple beers and put on some pornography. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do seem to be overly anxious about all this. And you're right. You are scared. And anxiety does not, it works against sexual functioning more than anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just cool out.
All right, I figured cool that's what it was. But.
Yeah, but you can't just yell at someone to cool out.
Well, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Do you give her oral sex?
No, I don't.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. It's kind of like she gets disappointed, so, you know, then I get disappointed.
So well, she's not disappointed everything. If you start with oral sex.
How about a little oral sex, though?
Yeah. Well, we usually just start, you know, off with sex and then.
David, don't be so combative.
I know. And by the way, that's where the world's dumbest caller is. She was like, do you do any oral sex? Well, we usually just start off. Yeah, well, why don't you do? Yeah, we just normally start off. It's like a personal trainer going, well, do you stretch out before you work out? I go right into thrust squats. Yeah, I know, but you should be stretching out. Yeah, I go right into the military press. I know. The person's telling you should be doing this. He just keeps powering.
Don't go straight for the conquest. Make some sweet love to her.
Yeah, I'm sure
she will appreciate it.
And by the way, you know, this guy's like it's like trying to take a pipe cleaner and push it through a piece of plywood. Yeah. I mean, this guy just doesn't get the tools going here. He should be the one who's performing the oral sex. He wants to go right for the thing he's not doing.
But not only that. He's fixated the idea that she's disappointed by not getting sex because he would be disappointed.
Right.
She's disappointed because he's not getting an erection, so she feels it must be because of her.
Right.
If he just went ahead with the oral sex, the whole thing
David,
would be
self-defeating
how
spiral.
How about some oral sex?
All right, I'll try that next time.
Start with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Run the
and do it, you know, don't just do it until you run out of air. You got to take a breath.
All right.
It's not like quite a lover. He's disappointed. Well, what do you want us to do? To strap some tongue depressors to your penis and wrap it with duct tape so you could have and sex with her?
You could go talk to a doctor.
Give her oral sex.
But he could get on Viagra or something like that.
Get on Viagra. But give her like a good 15 minutes of oral sex. She'll enjoy that.
You
know, even masturbating.
Okay. David, just because
David, are you
don't.
Retarded? What's wrong with you? Give her oral sex.
I know, I guess. I've never really been interested in doing it, but I guess I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, she will not have an orgasm with intercourse anyway.
She sounds like a marvelous lover.
Do you understand that?
Yeah. I've never had this problem before, though.
I know, but look, David, would you listen to me?
I'm listening.
First off, what do you do for a living?
Actually, I buff floors.
You buff floors?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And me, I'm literally a millionaire. So who are you going to listen to?
I'm listening to you.
The guy with the floor buffer or the guy with the house in the hills? I'm literally a millionaire. Literally. Okay.
Here, I'll go out on a limb. The floor-buffing chemicals have rendered him impotent.
No. That's
no,
true.
No.
All right.
No.
No. But it's definitely...
Regardless.
Definitely
so he's still going to follow out of the
definitely
Drexel.
Melted away right, his frontal lobe.
It takes
lobe
a while to buff that floor up to a shine.
Listen to me, floor
process
buffer. I used to clean carpets, by the way. We're arch enemies, by the way. The floor
oh, really
buffers and the carpet
oh, yeah
lawn versus the buffer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Oh, yeah. Linoleum guy
yeah
versus the shag. Oh, yeah. It's like when the Army and the Navy play each other. You think they would be friends. Uh-uh.
No, no.
Bitter rivals.
Of course.
Okay. So, David.
Fratricide.
Give
her
firemen
oral sex.
All right.
Nice, loving, rhythmic, slow,
easy.
Oral
not what
sex
you want. Not what you would like. Forget about what you want.
Give her, right, surprise her with some lovely oral sex. All right?
All right.
All right.
You never do it. You waste your time.
This is why this guy's horrible. See, look, he's thinking like a guy.
Yes.
He's so fixated on his penis.
Right.
It's all about him and his penis.
Right.
Then it's
well,
about
but
they, disappointing
but
her.
But it's
and
all about intercourse
through
and having an orgasm, and that's give, all it is for a guy.
Give her a nice oral.
Yeah.
All right. Face to face here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh. Uh-oh.
You know what? My cup is leaking, Drew.
That's what that is.
You got the trick cup.
My wallet is soaking. What now? Trevor and Scott here tonight from Face to Face.
They're
hey.
Gonna...
Hey. They're going to be at the House of Blues in Anaheim tomorrow and all the way through Sunday, Monday. I got to do the math.
Anaheim here for three and then Hollywood for another three.
Oh, yes. There's the Anaheim House of Blues for three, right, and then the House of Blues in Los Angeles. Those are all sold out, but there are tickets available for Wednesday and Thursday night show at the House of Blues in Anaheim. That's what I want to say. And I have a question for the band right here from Jason, who's 31. Jason?
Yeah, good evening, Adam. Good evening, Drew.
Good evening.
Yeah, just a question for the guys from Face to Face. They did a cover of the theme song for the cartoon
Floyd the Barber.
For the Saturday morning cartoon project. That was quite a few years ago. And what I was curious about, I just wanted to ask them, is where they dug up the lyrics for the theme for Popeye. I used to watch it as a kid, and I never saw those lyrics. And I was just curious about what it was like to work on that. Did they, with all
did
the
you other say Popeye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cover of the Popeye theme song on that.
Well, but wait a minute. It's some Popeye the Sailor Man. What's how's the rest go? That's a good question.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
There's actually verses.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Do you guys know the lyrics?
It goes, taking care of business every day.
12-year career, and all anyone can remember is a Popeye cover we did.
So yeah.
This is why
awesome
we're throwing in the towel. Right.
We're actually, where did you find the lyrics?
The internet.
Where
does anybody find anything?
Jason.
Yeah.
You know that magical box you use to look at porn? You can also look up lyrics to songs.
Yeah, okay. I just wonder if I've never ever heard lyrics to that theme song.
Is that your real voice?
Where they got them from?
This is a put-on, isn't it?
He's Canadian.
No, it's dead serious.
All right, Jason. Thanks. It was Popeye's 75th anniversary, by the way, like on Friday.
Huh.
And I was starting to think about the original pitch for Popeye, the cartoon. Like, yeah, he's a sailor. He, okay, keep going, Bert. I'm listening. Huge forearms. Okay. Smokes a pipe. All right. Eats spinach. Yeah.
Kids will love that. Yeah. It makes them eat the right
food. Got a spindly
food
girlfriend named Olive Oil.
Wasn't he a wartime creation to help push surplus spinach?
Seems like it.
It makes sense.
That would fit.
And what happens when he eats the spinach? He gets super strong. Even the canned stuff? Yeah. How's he open the can?
Only the canned stuff.
Uses his pipe. Okay, Bob, I'm going to need to take a couple days off and really think about what we're trying to do here at Acme Comics.
It's easily one of the most depressing cartoons ever
on television. I remember being eight and thinking, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. The story behind that is we were approached to do a CD that was all Saturday morning cartoons, and by the time the producer got to us, he had, like, two choices.
Wow.
It was
right.
It was, like, Popeye or... Nothing.
A baby with no parents.
Yeah, the baby
yeah,
was,
Sweet Pea was an orphan child.
Then there was a Brutus.
Bluto.
Clearly.
Bluto and then Brutus.
Oh, yeah, there was Bluto
and
Brutus.
Separate guys.
Both leather fags.
Same guys, though, right? It looked like the same guy.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was pursuing olive oil, but he had all this pent-up anger and sexuality towards
He was
Popeye.
Only ever pursuing her as far as he could get in a fight with greased-up Popeye.
Right. Yeah. He really. It's a beer, everything but chaps, this guy. And then...
Wimpy?
Wimpy. Who was this guy who just wanted hamburgers, who never really did anything or contributed to the plot or the story? His whole thing was like, he would gladly pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today. Like, how high was the person that came up with Popeye? And how did it ever catch on? And how starved were we for entertainment back then?
Right. They sure made those hamburgers look delicious.
Yeah, Wimpy would just keep... He was sort of a Stan Laurel type or... He would just
Kilroy almost.
Yeah, he would just he would play with his tie.
Yeah.
And then there was the Jeep.
The Jeep.
The Jeep was this mythical half dog thing.
No, Jeep was like
invisible.
It was like
invisible.
A microcephalic. Had a big long nose and a weird head basically. Right?
He looked like a dog with a weird drunken nose, and he could walk through walls, but. No one seemed to be friends with each other. The whole thing was a kooky hodgepodge.
One along with the weird characters like Alice the Goon.
And then there's
Alice the Goon. Alice the Goon was a microcephalic retard.
That's what they look like. Oh, really?
He's called Pierre Robin syndrome. That's what they look like.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Microcephalic?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No brain, basically.
Is that what pinheads are?
Pinheads, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All I knew is I was depressed after watching
it. It was a
very
depressing cartoon.
Wow. Yeah,
but a great video game in the 80s arcade era video game.
Let's go kill ourselves. Here we
go. I really want to do it. Okay, Engineer Chris, pull up some Popeye. It's just crazy.
The Jeep.
The Sea Hag. What the hell's going on?
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's the Love Line. Madam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified face-to-face in the studio tonight.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Band's going to be at House of Blues in Anaheim for three big dates starting tomorrow, and then off to the House of Blues out here on the world-famous Sunset Strip. All right, we're just having a angry walk down memory lane talking about all the horrible, horrible cartoons we had to watch as kids. It just flat-out sucked.
Wally Gator.
You get to that Hanna-Barbera stuff.
I would like to find Hanna and Barbera and who else? Sid and Marty Krofft and just put them in the ground. Listen, old man, you guys sucked. And by the way, they made millions off of just junk, just horrible junky cartoons. Everyone waxes poetic about this stuff, but go back and look at this crap. Just pure crap. And no choice. It's all we had. Just sitting there and watching.
Okay.
Even my beloved Speed Racer isn't standing the test of time.
Wasn't there one? I remember there was one more dual couple writers that did the animatronic kind of thing. Didn't they do like Frosty the Snowman?
That was the best we could do. By the way, it's just waiting for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to show up.
Who did that? Those
I don't know. But if your kids watch that, they would attack the TV
still just
screen
gives you
angrily.
Like a bad homesick feeling to watch those shows. Just
Droopy. Yay or nay on Droopy.
Droopy.
He was fine.
Happy people.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny was always a cut above, though.
Yeah, that was a cut above.
Daffy's good.
Then there was Jabba Jaw. Remember that?
Jabba Jaw.
He was a shark. He was a great white shark. It was like a wuss.
Plastic Man.
Yeah, all that stuff was horrible.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Grape Ape. It was an ape that was purple. All it would say is Grape Ape. Grape Ape. Really? That's the lead? That's the lead? You're gonna build several episodes around this thing that just says "Great Babe."
I only like the beginning of George of the Jungle with the black and white footage of the airplane going through the barn and the trains colliding.
Yeah,
that
and was a good
after
theme
that
song.
Was, yeah.
Good theme, but I did like Tom Slick.
But that was Jay Ward though.
Yeah, Jay Ward was good.
Those were good cartoons.
Yeah, Bullwinkle, all that
definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, he was a little higher than the other guys. Had a little better imagination.
But Lidsville.
H.R.
Puffin
any
stuff.
Sid and Marty Krofft.
They just must have been just high as kites, just creating all that crap. Yeah, Sigmund and the Sea Monster. That was great. Go back, by the way. Go back and catch one of those on, like, Nick at Night or something one of these days. It's horrible. It's unwatchable.
Oh, I tried to get my kids just to watch a few minutes of it.
No, impossible.
No way.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been dating this guy for a while, like, I don't know, 4 weeks, and recently, like in the past couple of weeks, he keeps telling me that I look and remind him of his sister, who in turn reminds him of his mother. And I've like tried to say something about it without being like flat out shut the hay up, you know.
Well, why don't you say that it freaks you out and it's weird? I mean, without being aggressive about it, you can say, "Hey, that seems funny to me. What are you trying to tell me?"
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, I've kind of done that, and he just sort of avoids it. He's just like, no, it's not a bad thing. And I'm just like, well,
he's trying to steer the relationship into Friendsville. You're just not picking up on it.
Well, that could be.
Yeah. Interesting. Didn't Sid Marty Krofft produce that?
Friendsville, yeah.
With the flute.
Freddy the flute. And by the way, the most creative thing they could do is just name stuff after what it was. Like, it's Grape Ape, and it's Freddy the Flute, and what else? Whatever. What do you are?
What do we need?
Your Bobby guitar. The Boat. Your guitar. How about Gary? Brilliant. Really? Just that? That's it? Just alliteration? That's all we had? That's it. Hair bear bunch. Hair bear bunch. You writing this down, Ted? This is gold. You writing it?
Banana splits. Banana splits.
Yeah. Like hair bear. What's that about? Well, they're bears that have hair. Big
Sigmund,
hair.
Sigmund, the sea monster.
Yeah. Alliteration. That's all they had. That's all they had. We should sue them. I'd like to kick those old F's right in the nuts. I want my childhood back, old man. Just backhand him, you brittle sack of bones. Give it back. Oh, that house you got, I want that.
That's the envy part. I knew that was coming.
My blood.
The blood of our childhood.
The blood of my childhood. And I can never get that back. Right. Damaged goods now because you're junk. All right. Really, couldn't we have just stared at an anthill and hit ourselves with a frying pan in the head?
Wouldn't
have been more entertaining?
Way better.
All right, where the hell is she? I'm all fired
up
now.
Three.
Aaron?
Yes.
All right, tell him to stop. Tell him it's weird.
Okay.
And ask him to interpret, please tell you what he means by that. What exactly is he saying? And by the way, if you look like his sister, fine. Shut up. You know,
yeah.
Right, are you
fine.
Frugal like mom or sexy like mom?
Yeah, which is
Well, see, I don't know. Like, at first, I thought maybe he's trying to, like, break it off with me, but then.
Well, that's what we were suggesting.
He's not that smart, though. Like, he's really not that smart. Like, he wouldn't think to do
Sounds like a winner.
Like
that's a horrible
catch.
4 weeks, you haven't vested much time into him. Dump him, move on.
Okay.
There's a lot of other guys out there who you don't remind them of their mother.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little Freudian, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, you're not in love with him.
No.
All right, cut your losses then.
Forget it.
The hoodoo guru.
You know, my...
Gee, what rhymes with guru? Hoodoo?
Hoodoo.
Bob, that's not a word. Well, we'll just call him that. All right, next. What are we up to next? Oh, that's it. Hoodoo guru? Yeah. Not a bad band, though. Remember the hoodoo gurus?
Kind of.
Huh? No?
I can't think of a song, but I know the name.
Oh, got some.
Know the name.
Had a few hits.
I'm obsessing about my house right now. My dog, my wife just called me and said our dogs got sprayed by skunks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's bad times, by the way.
Yeah,
that doesn't come out. You got to put the dog down.
No.
You got to have the kids do it.
No.
Have the kids put the dog down.
No.
Yeah. Make them a man. Give them the kind of childhood we had with those crappy cartoons by having to kill their dog. Drew, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You got to do something.
I'm going to call my wife back.
No. She doesn't know what to do.
Well, she already cleaned them all up.
She did?
Yeah.
But it still smells?
Yeah.
Well, look, here's all anyone knows about skunks. But somebody call us and tell us what to do with the skunk, which is they know the tomato juice thing from the episode of the Partridge Family where they got sprayed with the tomato juice.
Was it Partridge Family or Brady Bunch?
It was Partridge Family.
Okay.
Yeah? You guys remember that episode?
I think so, yeah.
That's the only reason I know tomato. Everything I know is just from TV.
Well, I've seen it on TV somewhere. I don't know.
And it was an episode of the Partridge Family where they got a skunk crawled into the bus, and they had to take baths in tomato juice.
All right,
so that's what everyone knows. But I don't know if that actually works or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably better than nothing, but on the other hand, that's a lot of tomato juice.
I think you need to nuke the site from orbit, just to be sure.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to shave the dog, Drew.
Yeah, nice. Tonight?
To do something. Put him in the tub and put some, like...
My wife was saying, if you ever smelled this, that... If you ever... I think, oh, my God, what's...
Your wife?
Yeah, we have skunks for years, but I guess it really is different when it's close up.
Here's the thing. When a skunk sprays up in the hill and you're driving your... I mean, you smell skunks on the freeway.
Right.
If you're driving through L.A. and a skunk sprayed on the hill, you will smell it driving a car going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So if it's essentially in your home, it's going to be bad times.
Bad times.
Now, what can we do about this?
I don't know. There must be people that...
Somebody phone in and tell us what to do about our callers know skunk everything. Spray.
They're geniuses. We love our callers.
All right. Now, they're going to help tonight, Drew. You know, we broadcast a lot of rural areas where they have these sort of homespun remedies.
Oh.
Loretta?
Hi.
You're 18?
I'm 18.
How do you get skunk smell out?
I don't know.
All right.
I've never had a skunk on me before.
Fair enough.
What's up?
Okay, well, I was diagnosed with something called vaginismus. Should I explain what that is?
No, we know what that is.
True, okay, explain what that is.
Where the vaginal muscles constrict and you can't get anything
so
in there.
Yeah,
what I was
it's like
told
a Venus flytrap.
Literally.
I was told that it's when you experience panic and physical pain when you try to insert something into your vagina.
Mm-hmm. And then it causes the muscles to spasm.
Right.
Actually, there's some theory that it's not even necessarily... anxiety driven, there could even be sort of a spinal reflex that gets
put in place.
Oh,
wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was it brought on by anything?
Trauma?
Do you have any trauma?
I don't. Well, one time, see, the whole thing is that I've been trying to use tampons for quite a while. And in eighth grade, when I probably wasn't too developed, I tried to use one and I got it like caught in there, or at least I thought I did. And so I got really nervous and I panicked and I like couldn't take it out. So I thought maybe that would be the cause, but.
No, the reason that you panicked and freaked out is due to something much earlier.
Mm-hmm. Anything?
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean,
everything's
I don't remember anything.
All right. You maybe just think
weird uncles lurking around in the shadows.
Nothing
like
no,
that.
No, weird uncles.
All right. So, what are you doing about it? Are you still a virgin?
Yeah. So, well, my main question is, I'm still a virgin, but my main concern is that I want to solve the problem, sort of like. So that I can either masturbate or use a tampon, but like the only advice that I've been able to find online is about for sex and like how to please your partner and stuff, and that kind of pisses me off because I'd like to be able to solve it for myself. So
mm-hmm.
I was
good.
Wondering what kind of
hold on a second. To masturbate, you don't really need to insert anything,
right?
I know. I just like to try that because I think that would be. Interesting, and like I want to like explore new parts, I guess. But
sure,
you know, if you listen, if you're able to sort of do that, maybe things will kind of loosen up and open up on their own.
It must be weird, by the way. You're 18, and there's a part of you've never been into. It's like living in a house for 18 years. Like never been in that room, not been in there. What? There's a new car in the garage? Well, new from 1987. It's not new anymore. It's been in there for 18 years. Yeah. Okay. Like, how's that work? I think I must have had my hand on my junk at 6 months.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, and then it was like, how much? What's the
PSI?
What's the tensile strength of it? How much can it lift? What can I do? What can I do with it? Smack it around? I could launch a roll of tube socks with a boner. I mean, putting it through, you know, like a Consumer Reports kind of test. Yeah. A chimp with the Samsonite.
Yeah. Perhaps she's unusually small down there.
She may be, and she also has this vaginismus. Can they name stuff that doesn't make you sound drunk when you're trying to pronounce it? What do you got, vaginismus? What are you?
But
she
doesn't have the usual.
I have vaginismus.
She doesn't sound like she has the usual anxiety and sort of fear of that part of her body that most people seem to have.
She just seems to have it.
She just has it, which makes her think that it's more of a reflexive thing at this point.
Well, let's talk about that because there are certain things, especially with women, but they're from doing the show, we've learned that there are people that are born gay. And then there are people that are molested, and they become gay. And we talk to them both. We don't pass judgment. We hate them both. We don't pass judgment, but we do understand that that's how it works. And with the vaginismus thing, that's how it works, too. There are those who get it because they were assaulted or molested when they were younger, and now they have all this anxiety around that area. And then once in a while, it sounds like someone who has a legitimate medical problem.
Just them, yeah.
Right.
And I know that one of the ways they treat this, or occasionally they will, is use sort of graduated acrylic little devices that open you up slowly. And
like one of those shoe stretchers.
Exact, precisely. And she's already interested in sort of exploring. So yeah, she will figure this out, I bet you.
Yeah. By the way, that shoe stretcher that my grandpa had, he used to put in his shoes, ranked up there in my top five of toys, which means bad childhood. Like, hey, it's the shoe. Look at me, I'm walking. Hey, it's invisible there. It was sort of spring-loaded. Yeah, yeah. Hours.
It's a shoe tree.
It's
a shoe tree.
No, it's not a shoe tree.
Anybody? It's called a shoe tree.
Is it called a shoe tree?
So. Yes.
The stretcher thing that you stuff in there?
Because it looks like a little Christmas tree.
I thought the tree is where you stored the shoes.
Help me, anybody?
Anybody?
I wouldn't know for sure.
Don't know.
Got to work that out.
When they call about the skunk, tell me about the shoe tree.
We need skunk shoe and tree. Shoe tree. Oh.
Anderson says it's shoe tree. Now,
that could be bad.
Now we're back down to 50-50 again. Hey, Engineer Chris, shoe tree. Look get on up there, buddy.
Get us a picture of one.
Yeah, give me a picture. That's a shoe tree. Oh, I always assumed that a shoe tree is where you...
hung your shoes?
Yeah, you know, they have those racks that are sort of you put on
it's
the
a rack.
Thing. Well, is it a shoe tree because it's wood? Or because it grows and stretches?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, good times with those things, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, boy, if anyone, now we weren't...
That and Popeye, you had the ideal childhood.
We weren't rich enough for the shoe buffer.
That and avoiding landmines probably made your childhood a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah, it was great in Cambodia. Casey?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I've been listening to the show for about a year, and in that time, I've kind of developed an interest in what Dr. Drew does, so I kind of wanted to do addiction.
Stepping on my jokes, is that what you want to make your living doing?
Addiction medicine.
Oh, the other thing he does, yeah. All right.
That thing. Mm-hmm. I know that you have to go to college and then medical school, but I'm not sure how to do the addiction part of it, and I just kind of...
Addiction, either you, the most, if you really want to practice addiction medicine, the two routes to that is first you do either an internal medicine or a psychiatric residency, and then you do a fellowship in addiction medicine.
Mm-hmm. Or $6 and tops off honeycombs.
So that's about 5 years or so after medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's you know, it's an interesting field. It's really interesting, I think. It's the window into how the human mind works. At a time when it's probably, to my estimation, the biggest health problem of our day.
Really?
So it'll be great.
Casey?
We need more of you.
Yeah.
How are your grades?
I just graduated from high school, and I graduated with like a 3.1. So I guess it's not great, but okay.
Was that a B? A little above a B, right?
A B, almost B plus.
Now we talk to people, by the way, who say they had like a 4.3 and stuff.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm almost like, what? Is that like 110%? Can we just make 4 the ceiling? Mm. And by the way, now my 1.3 or whatever I am.
Really bad.
Yeah, it's just getting worse by the day because everyone's getting toward 5 now. You know, my 1.3 when everyone was at a 3.6 is like, now everyone's like at a 4.5. But then they're like extra credit. Hey, you get beyond an A? How do you do that? All right. Anyway, are you going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to do community college for a while and
save
my money.
All right, baby doll. You focus on being a hairstylist or something. This addiction medicine is too long a road
for
you.
I want to be a doctor.
I know you really. I want to be an astronaut. Here's the thing. It's a long road if you go directly into a 4-year university.
I know.
The fact that you're going into junior college, by the way, is a bad sign. You don't make it out, by the way. It's a roach motel for bad students.
Medical school is they take people from the top institution and the top of their classes kind of thing.
Okay, let's get realistic.
So you've got to really nail these next few years. You've got to nail them.
Let's start lowering our expectation level.
No, let her go after it.
No, what a, you'd be a nice, you'd be like a bartender or you could...
I'm going to be a doctor, dang it.
Drive one
she
of those.
She could manage a band.
But yeah, nail these next, band. Casey, get, go to, where are you calling from? Portland?
Oregon.
Where?
Bad. A little town, Pendleton, Oregon.
All right.
In eastern Oregon, the middle of nowhere.
Get over to University of Oregon.
Yeah, why aren't you going to a 4-year university?
Because I don't have enough money to go right now.
Yeah, but this is financial aid. You got to put everything on the line for the
transcripts.
You've got to nail the numbers. You've got to nail them.
You're going to transfer from a junior college?
Yeah, I want to go to New York, maybe, or Boston University or something.
Well, how about you go to Atlantis and become the king? I mean, More realistic fun. Okay, listen, baby, you get married to a guy who's got a few nickels to rub together, all right?
Oh, you're awful.
She can always get a communicable disease and that way.
Oh, she read Drew's book.
That's what got her in.
All right. All right. I'm saying.
Thanks, Casey.
My mom joined L.A. Valley Junior College in, like, 1965 with the thought to transfer.
Yeah.
Still sending me flyers to the choir practice.
I wasn't talking
there,
to you,
by the way.
Casey, just get the grades, get in your Richard Ward, and get the best possible grades you can. And
let me try to figure this out, Drew. Huh. You try to help me. Right. Statistically, everybody, jump in here. What do you think the percentage of and I'm going to exclude the Asian cultures because they're a little smarter breed than us, and they come here and they're down a step, but pow,
they can live underground for months.
They bounce back, yeah. They're cave dwellers. The point is they come out. White girls, white chicks, all right, who go to a junior college out of high school. Percentage of them that get a 4-year degree.
50%
of people into a 4-year university out of high school don't get a degree.
That's a good point.
The ones that go into a junior college first.
Wait.
Now we're down.
With the intent to go to a 4-year?
Yeah, with the intent. Well, they make the announcement when they're leaving.
Proclamation.
Proclamation. Here he. I will be at a real college after I go to junior college for a couple of years. Yeah. I'll be transferring. I didn't do too well in the grade
37%.
Yeah, it's lower. It's not 30%. it's really probably 20-25%. Now the percentage of those people that go on to get advanced degrees and then go on to become doctors?
I noticed that there was pretty high.
We're less than zero.
No, the ones that actually went to the 4 years and really kicked some serious A.
You're thinking Asian again.
Right.
Okay.
Wait, listen.
White chick.
I got to call my wife. We have two dog remedies here, skunk remedies.
Really?
I want to hear them.
All right, be prepared.
I know.
Be prepared to be underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yes?
All right,
you're 28?
Huh?
How do you get rid of that skunk smell on a dog?
Okay.
We're in the house. Well, apparently the dog is doing better. It's the house that's a mess.
Well, my potion is something to put on the dog.
All right. What is
we'll
it?
Hear it.
What
okay.
Is it?
It's kind of long. It's a bottle of hydrogen peroxide.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Quarter cup baking soda.
Yeah.
A teaspoon of dish soap.
Uh-huh.
A teaspoon of vanilla.
Ooh.
Yes.
Get high and eat that dog.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right,
pounds of ammonia and sawdust. And
that's it?
Well, mix all the ingredients, and then you rub it all over the dog and let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Right. Then you hose it off. Then you rinse it off.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, that's solid. Have you done this?
I have.
I had
two dogs that got sprayed by a skunk, and it was the most sickening, nauseating smell. It's like chemical. It just...
Did you invent that concoction, or?
I actually got it from my vet.
Oh. All right.
All right, good. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, okay. Amy.
You bet.
Actual useful information.
Okay, so it's peroxide.
I like the vanilla.
I know.
Vanilla's nice. Extract.
Well, one more. This is another one. George on 4.
All right, let's see. George?
Hey, what up?
24, what's up?
Not much. One of my friends, they brought their dog over to my house, and it was chasing skunks and ended up killing one of them and got sprayed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And
thanks for the detail.
Used dishwashing detergent in order to clean it off.
Just dishwashing stuff. All right.
Yeah, and then someone else recommended the tomato juice, but that would be a little bit better on the dog's like fur, but dishwashing detergent worked fine. We got it off of the dog completely except the dog's nose.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
How about the house? What am I doing with the house?
He probably has lower expectations of cleanliness, though.
Yes,
24, living with five other guys, pizza boxes all over the floor.
Dead skunk out front.
Yeah, the bar's pretty low. Yeah.
All right, I'm calling home.
Okay, hold on a second, Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get rid of the stuff in the house.
I know.
I don't know if you do get rid of the stuff in the house.
Did the skunk get into the house?
No, I think the dog came.
The dog brought it.
But you know what the dog did? The dog did that weird shoulder leaning thing where its hind legs are still on the pads of the feet, but the shoulders collapsed into the carpet. Plowing. It's like a car with the front wheels taken off it. And it's just pushing forward, just plowing forward.
If you're anything like me, just get a new house.
You get a new house, Drew. It's time. All right. We'll face-to-face here tonight, hear another song from the boys. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Trevor Scott here tonight from Face to Face. Engineer Anderson sounds like Burgess Meredith in Rocky IV. Who wants cat? Holy Christ. Anderson, talk on the air for a second so we can let America hear that voice.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. The velvety tongue.
How we feel?
Well, we're not feeling that good after hearing you. What happened, buddy? What's going on?
I was at the Steeler game on Sunday.
Steelers, Raiders,
and I let the Raider fans know how I felt.
A lot of yelling.
Did you get a fight?
No, there was much more of us than there was of them, so we were...
Yeah. How's Heinz Field, by the way? Is it nice?
I miss the ashtray. I miss Three Rivers. I like
you
it
do?
More. Yeah.
I remember Three Rivers brand new.
Yeah.
1973.
That's a bad sign, by the way, when, like, you remember when they were, you're going like, the Houston Astrodome, the most advanced structure ever built. It's like, this, now you're watching it, it's like, this, it's antiquated, it's rat infested, it's an eyesore, it's a blight on the community, it's got to be bulldozed. We got to blow it up. And you're like, what? I thought it was brand new. Isn't it brand new? It's brand new, isn't it? I'm always wondering, by the way, how these domes, like the Seattle King Dome and stuff, like, first off, it's a structure that has 7 million cubic yards of reinforced concrete
right.
in it.
How do they take it down?
How do you take it down? Well, you blow it up. But yeah. B, here's what we're going to do. We're going to level this place. We're going to make a parking lot where it was. Then in the parking lot that's next to it now, we're going to build another one. What size is this going to be? Oh, same size. What about the field? Same, basically. You don't want to fix this one up?
Right.
How much is this new place going to cost? Well, it's going to cost $500 million just to take down the old one.
Some towns build new stuff like that, and then the town essentially goes bust, so they continue holding games in the old one because it costs too much of the city's money to fire up the new one.
I never can figure out, like, oh, wait a minute. First off, how was something built that was state-of-the-art 22 years ago is now unusable? Yet it still works. Well, it doesn't have luxury boxes. All right. Well, let's just use up a few seats and put some luxury boxes in. No. It's Rose Bowl's
100 years old. Still the greatest place to see a football
game. It's like, the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, that's it's 70 years old.
Chunks of concrete are falling off Yankee Stadium and, still keeping that around.
I never believe it. And, like, the Coliseum out here in Los Angeles, they sunk, like, 15, 20 million into that like 8 or 10 years ago. They totally redid it. You couldn't play there. Wait, man, the hole's 100,000 pit? No, that can't be. Well, I don't know why I can't play there.
Let's hear a song.
No, I want answers, Drew.
Okay,
let's hear a song. It is nice when they have to explode stuff. It's nice when you have to take down stuff you built not to come down.
Place in Seattle start falling apart and taking a few people with it?
It was a couple of tiles or something like fell off the roof, but still, I mean, all the concrete, all the steel, all the bathrooms,
they could fix it.
500 urinals and stuff, all the wheelchair ramps and stuff. Doesn't seem like you just put a coat of paint on it.
You would think.
All right. Yeah. Maybe that skunk got in there, Drew.
Oh, yeah. That ruins everything.
You're going to have to dynamite your place, to take it down.
Ooh, somebody's going to tell me I get rid of the smell in the house after the song.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What song are we going to hear, Drew? Oh, I don't want to lie down. Yeah. You queued up there, Chris? All right, here we go. Face to Face.
Screaming!
Travis Scott. Going to beat the House Blues, Anaheim, tomorrow, and then next 2 days after that, and then out here on the Sunset Strip for three fabulous nights. All right. We were, Drew's got a little prompts, got a little skunk problem inside the house.
You want
now
to take that first?
We're just talking about cat whiz.
Yeah. We've had quite a colorful conversation.
You should really, anytime you start feeling sorry for yourself with the skunk smell, you should start thinking about that cat whiz.
Well, that's what brought it up. I was thinking, finally we'll get rid of the cat pee smell anyway.
Oh, cat piss is, I know we're not supposed to say that, but it is so vile. It is so rank.
Yeah.
Danny?
Yeah?
What's happening?
Nothing much, really. I mean, my boyfriend just joined the Navy last year, and he got, they put him in boot camp in Chicago.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
Yeah, and he's getting shipped to Iraq in November. And, like, lately when I call him, he tells me that he doesn't want me to worry about him, that he's going to be gone. He doesn't know if he's coming back and all this.
I'll be watching you.
Well, the Iraq has quite a powerful Navy. Oh, yes.
I know. That's
Armada.
Why I'm kind
very,
of confused.
Very powerful. Yeah, you know, you never really think about it. I'm sure someone who knows more than I do about this could tell me how dangerous it was. But, you know, what you don't want to be is, you know, you don't want to be fighting street to street in Fallujah and having car bombs and stuff going off. But Navy doesn't sound like such a bad gig in Iraq. I'm sure there are things that could happen to you. But in general, I think you're in, what kind of ship is he on?
I have no idea. I mean, I know he's a corpsman, so...
You don't know what it kind
sounds,
of ship?
It sounds like, to me, like he's trying to get laid.
Yeah.
He's going,
I may not be coming back.
There's a thriving sex industry, tourism sex industry over there.
Oh, really?
No. Dan, nobody gets laid over there. That's the one thing.
He's trying to get laid now.
Yeah. Hey, well, wait a second.
Well, he's nowhere near me right now.
Does he know what kind of ship he's on?
I haven't asked him. He explains this stuff to me, but I don't understand all the military terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier. Let's break down. Destroy Let's break her. Down aircraft carrier. Well, it's a carrier. It carries things, and it carries other boats, cars. Is it a ferry? No, it's a. I am. You know what I love? I'd like a game show called. Hot chicks in war trivia. It would be awesome. Just sparkling looking 22-year-old models, and you'd go, Hitler. He was what country was he in charge of? Spain, Egypt. I'm sorry, Bob.
Canada.
Us, United States. No, I'm sorry. Mussolini. It would just go on and on. There's nothing better than talking chicks.
Yeah. How long did the 100-year war go on?
500 years. Hitler. Spain. it's always good, Danny.
Yes, sir.
All I'm saying is your boyfriend has been assigned to a ship.
Yeah, I mean, right now he's in Chicago because he's going through.
I understand, but he has a ship. He's been assigned to a ship.
He didn't tell me what ship, but yeah, he said he's...
Right, okay.
What exactly is the question? This one seems to have eluded me.
Oh, I'm just wondering if he's trying to, like, break up with me or lie to me about something.
Why? He's in the service, and there's a war going on, so he's shipping out.
Well, I understand that, but he's just... I don't know. He's talking weird, different than he usually does.
Oh, he's using that weird talk.
What does he say?
Yeah, what's he doing?
What's he say?
I mean, like, normally he calls me all the time, and now it's just we don't even talk once a week unless I call him.
All right. Well, you're 17. He's 19. He's in Chicago. You're in Arizona. He's going a billion miles away.
Right, and you said he may not even come back in the summer, right, next year?
No, he was supposed to be back for 2 weeks leave in November and then go to Iraq.
All right.
And then who knows when it comes. Yeah. You should. I mean, if he is, it'd be wonderful if you could hang in, if he's asking you to hang in, but it sounds like he's pushing away.
No, wouldn't even be wonderful. She's 17. I know. By the way, just from her voice.
I know.
Her name is Danny, and her knowledge of war.
For him, on his behalf, it'd be nice if she could support him and hang in, but he's not interested.
No. Well, by the way, how long is this 17-year-old Danny, who has no knowledge of naval vessels, going to go without a guy's attention? You know what I mean? She's in Arizona. She's going to be sitting there chewing her gum. 6 weeks are going to go by. There's going to be some cute neighbor kids going to come by, and then it's going to be it. You know what waiting for someone for 6 months or 8 months is like when you're 17?
Impossible.
Besides, he meant to call you.
Yeah.
But he lost his phone, and his buddy's phone wouldn't charge. But then the ship shipped out, and, you know, a bunch of other stuff happened.
That's right. So Danny, you don't know if he's on a battleship or a laundry ship, for instance.
Yeah, I have no idea. He doesn't give me information like that.
Do you know what he... Well, I think he said he talked about it, but you didn't listen?
Is he in the service? Is it a gay cruise ship?
He's in the Navy.
Yeah.
What's he do? Do you know what he does on the ship? I don't know.
Corman.
He's a corman.
Oh, okay. All right, that's like a
I nurse, saw the Corps.
Right? Yeah, he's going to be a field med.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but something to do with...
Anything to do with fields, I don't like.
That's bad, because field means you hit land and you start dragging dragging Marines out of busted up bunkers and stuff, yeah? All right, anyway, baby, you're 17. You're going to high school?
College.
You're going to college?
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Estrella Mountain. It's a community college.
yeah. Right. Please, use
go
junior.
To university
the
yet.
Stigma's better. It helps keep people moving through it. You say community, people think they can stay there forever.
Yeah.
Think junior. All right. And then you're off to what?
NAU in Flagstaff.
All right. All right, baby.
Northern Arizona.
Right. Break up with this guy. That's it. He's already broken up with you.
Oh, man.
All right. That's all right. That's all right. You find a nice guy at college. He's not going anywhere. You owe it to yourself. Okay?
All right.
I know. You feel sad, but... This guy's in Chicago. He's going to Iraq. He doesn't call anymore.
There's four or five guys buzzing around her right now.
Oh, my God. Junior college. Well, the one thing I got to say about junior college, because there's no actual academics going on, plenty of free social time for the kids. I mean, especially the guys at junior college, a bunch of 19-year-old guys just hanging out looking to score. Are you kidding? They got all the time in the world. They're all living at home. They're not studying or anything. They got two classes a month. First class starts at 2 p.m., goes to 2:45.
12:30.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Chris.
Well, guys at that age, if they don't call once every couple days, they understand.
They ain't into it. Yeah. You're right. Chris, how many classes do you have at the JC, by the way? One? You have one math class, right? And that starts at noon?
12:30.
Starts at 12:30. That's an early class.
12:30.
Let's go to break.
Huh? You gotta get up. You gotta get up at what time? 11?
10:30.
Well, I'm here late, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Come on, stop picking on Chris. Let's get back to the phone.
He's your best friend.
I know.
That's good.
Ian?
No, we gotta take a break.
We gotta take a break. But you have a way for Drew to get the skunk smell out of his house?
Yeah.
What is it? Real quick.
All right, real quick. I've got an air purifier that's not actually widely advertised on the market that I'd be willing to drop by the K-Rock studio and let Drew borrow for a couple of days.
Well, now, what's so good about this thing?
It ionizes all the stink. I mean, I use it to get my dog, you know, out of the carpet.
Really?
When
it works.
We were training him. Yeah, it works, dude.
All right, hold on a second. This is interesting because I never... See, these things never seem to work, but there's this whole new generation of them now they're like used in the Pentagon after 9/11.
One tiny unit cleans 10,000 square feet.
Right, and then they pull this one. Indoor air pollution, 1,000 times. So you could water ski behind a bus. It is not what you're breathing when you're sitting on your sofa.
Oh, I heard a good one today. If the purifier is not purifying the air, you and your family are. With your own bodies.
Right, your own ass.
It's a horrifying thought.
Don't trust fads and gimmicks. I mean, like this one? Yeah, all right. All right. Drew, maybe one of those. It's like a thunderstorm just took place inside your house. Huh?
Yeah.
It ionizes the air. Yeah, I'll look into
Pretty
this.
Nice.
Sounds horrible, but when he gets home tonight, he'll be starting to think, it could work.
I'll check Gideon's phone number. Yeah.
I like the personal air purification systems that you buy in the Sky Malts. It's a battery thing you wear around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
It actually cleans the stuff that goes right up your nose.
Oh,
nice. All right. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Face to face here tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Yeah, face-to-face here tonight.
Hello.
Going to,
hey.
Jump onto the phones, and someone's got a way to get rid of it. Drew's dog attacked a skunk and then got sprayed.
And then ran in the house. Dragged his face on the ground.
Now, I say the dog and the kids need to be put down. Why? As an example to the other dog.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
And Drew says the dog can be cleaned up. It has been cleaned up.
Apparently.
The wife cleaned it up?
Yeah.
And then what?
Then
now
the house
stinks?
She says, yeah.
Okay. So we have some home remedies.
Perhaps you need to get a new wife.
Yeah, new wife, new
dog. Chin-kui.
Ian?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much, dude. I just got an air purifier that Drew can use.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now, where did you get this thing?
You know what? I actually got it from a friend of mine who had one, and he sold one to me, and it's been working for me for like the last 3 years.
Uh-huh. And does it have filters or anything in it?
No, it's actually got two little glass plates with a metal mesh on it, and electricity flows through those, and it's got a little fan on it and blows whatever it blows out into the air, and it just cleans everything up.
Now, is it from a reputable company, or did your buddy build it in a garage?
No, it's actually from a reputable company, and I actually sell them myself, too.
Ah, pyramid scam. I see where this is
going.
That's
what it is.
Now we get to
Now, what if I farted into this thing? What would it do?
It would clear it up, and it actually...
Well, then I'm not interested. I was looking for something to intensify my ass smell. Listen, buddy, I don't do the hand cup and waft toward the face because I don't like the smell. No. You know what I want? I want a device that puts a couple zeros behind whatever comes out of my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I drop an 8, I want an 800.
It's a turbo.
Yeah.
Turbocharger.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Same 2-liter engine, but instead of 140 horsepower, we got 210.
Hobo power.
Yeah, that's the measurement of stink we worked out many years ago.
Excellent.
All right. Not interested in killing smell. Jackie?
Hey, what's up?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm barely started talking to this guy. It's been like a week. And his roommate and me and him are working at the same job. And Go ahead.
So yes.
I'm having these sex dreams about his roommate. And not attracting. And every time I look at him at work, it's like I can't stop thinking about the damn dreams.
Well, let me say this. I think a woman, guys have weird dreams all the time. Killing, being killed, having sex with a skull, all that
stuff. What are you talking about?
Oh. Well, I have crazy dreams.
Yeah, I have those dreams nightly,
too. Just the skull.
Right.
Yeah, just the skull.
I wake up and don't really think anything of them other than, why can't I get a better night's sleep? But I don't think, I got to act on this.
Right.
I tend to think, because if we weren't attracted to a woman, if we had a dream we're having sex, it would just be a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we wouldn't look at her any different. Women are, I think they put more stock in this stuff. I think if a woman dreams about a guy a little bit, she may convince herself she's interested.
Yeah.
And maybe she is, Jackie.
Yeah.
Does it freak out when you see him now?
I told him about it and he laughed at a joke, but and then he kind of throw it back at me I had dreams about you too, but
Watch
by
out.
The way, now if he rapes you, nothing's going to hold up in court now. You understand? I mean, you've opened a horrible window here.
Yeah.
He's now going to act on this. Are you ready for that? No, you're asking for it. You told him you had the dream.
Yeah.
Well, so you want to be with him, right?
But I actually told the guy I was talking to too, and he was just like, oh, whatever. He would be mad if I told him, and he was.
He is mad. He didn't tell you he was mad.
That's usually what "oh whatever" means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with you that you need this sort of competition chaos. And chaos.
It's just, the guy I'm talking to, he's a real sweetheart, and I'm mostly like with the outgoing, loud kind of guy. And that's
yeah, you have to get the bad guys. Yeah, yeah, we get it, Jay.
You got a nice guy, and he's not a bad boy, so right. You got to stir things up. Right. So you're done with him.
Yeah.
Is your dad an a-hole?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You don't even know him.
This right. is basic psychology. Any yeah. warts, any lesions we could go over?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Now listen, fellas.
That's it.
When a woman you work with says, oh, by the way, I had a naughty dream about you, look out.
Big green light.
Yeah. It's not the fact that she had the naughty dream. It's that she thought it would be a good idea to tell you.
On a Freudian level, it might have been about paying the phone bill, but, you know, if
reality is, she told you, and that means green light.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you. And by F off to the guy that she was supposed to be talking to, the nice guy.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, everybody. All right, got to get it on. Face to face, everybody. Yeah. God bless you guys.
Yo.
See you in another 4.5 years or so.
Yeah.
Right.
Too long, guys.
Good time.
When reuniting the band comes knocking on our door.
Yeah.
Have we lost our edge or are we still cool?
No, you guys are incredible.
Still sharp,
oh,
yes?
Yeah.
Better now than ever.
Yeah.
Bring these guys back tomorrow.
All right. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. That's it. He's already broken up with you.
Oh, man.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.